Yeah. It's oddly Thursday. This could be Friday, though, because this is definitely a fly jam. That's the time. The song is The Walk, and the reason why we play that is because it's Record Store Day, and the time are going to be releasing something on 10th Annual Record Store Day, which is this Saturday. And we like to celebrate it and talk about it every year. And joining us again is Jim Hanke, who is the host of Vinyl Emergency, which is a great podcast. You can check out vinylemergency.com for information on that, and recordstoreday.com as well. And we have a link on our Facebook page. Let's welcome Jim back to the show again. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Nick. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm great.
All right. Excited about Record Store Day?
Oh, always, especially this being the 10th year. You know, we've been having this conversation about whether or not vinyl is back now for, it seems like, forever. And it's cool to know that they've been busy doing this for over 10 years now.
So. It's incredible. And I think we've been covering it for the entire time. I'm pretty sure we've covered it since the first one.
You have, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's Saturday, April 22nd, this Saturday, 10th anniversary of Record Store Day. Tell everybody what Record Store Day is, Jim.
Sure. So recordstoreday.com, first of all, is a really great place for people to go to check out what's happening in their neighborhood. If they have an area record store near them, wherever they live in the country, they'll be able to find out events and things going on at those record stores. Record Store Day was brought to the world, basically, by, you know, some people would say it'd be this gentleman, Chris Brown, and not the R&B singer, but he's a employee at a chain in the Northeast called Bull Moose Records. He got an idea relating to Free Comic Book Day, which I know you've talked about on your show as
well.
And now with this 10th anniversary, some blogs and stuff have been sharing the original first email where Chris brought up to a group of record store owners and record business people, like, hey, maybe we should have something similar to Free Comic Book Day, but for record stores. And that kind of got the whole ball rolling. So Chris has been on my podcast. We talked with him late last year about the whole Record Store Day process and such, so people can go back and hear that. But primarily about 10 years ago, it was trying to get major artists involved, to get people through the doors at brick-and-mortar record stores. Places like Amazon and other third-party realtors and stuff like that for records are great, but we want to keep mom-and-pop businesses alive. Record stores seemingly now have been opening up more so than closing, which is really encouraging. And Record Store Day, we think, has something to do with that. So it's a really great day for people to get out and support their local record stores and pick up some exclusive releases that they won't be able to get on any other time except Record Store Day.
And we'll tell you about some of those as well. But it's the popularity of Record Store Day increases each year. Is that not true?
Yeah, last year, now this is for a full week. I want to make sure we know this. Last year, for the full week of Record Store Day 2016, 521,000 full-length albums were sold.
Wow.
So, you know, that obviously, you know, some people buy those early in the week, but, you know, normally we're looking at like 300,000, 250,000 albums sold, and for them to crack, 500,000 in one week, that's a big deal. So it definitely helps the bottom line of these record stores year by year. There is a Black Friday version of Record Store Day, which we've also talked about on the show before, but this is the primary one, and this is the one people look forward to all year. So, yeah, I mean, this is a big deal for record stores nationwide and for vinyl lovers nationwide as well.
Yeah. And before we jump into some of the other things that are going to be opening up on Record Store Day, tell everybody about your personal journey to and into the world of vinyl.
Sure. Well, you know, I grew up around music. I mean, my parents had a turntable, turned me on to things like the Beach Boys, Patsy Cline, Roy Orbison, that sort of thing growing up. And I've always had an affection for vinyl, but it wasn't until a couple of years ago, with all the music reviewing and playing in bands that I've done, you know, my wife encouraged me and said, you love album artwork. You love the way albums are made. You love the stories of albums. Why not give vinyl a try? Maybe this is a hobby you can get into. And lo and behold, here I am with, you know, vinyl podcasts coming on your show quite a bit. Bringing record covers to concerts to have the artists sign the records and frame them up. So I'm a big nut about them now. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the start of the whole thing.
Yeah, it's interesting how I'm really encouraged by how many people are getting back into vinyl. And the other great thing is, Jim, we've talked about, you know, guys like Jack White and some of the other artists now who have totally and completely embraced vinyl. And are doing great things and releasing, you know, all their stuff on vinyl as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's this new documentary that Jack White is part of called American Epic. It's going to be on PBS. He partnered with, I think, Robert Redford and a couple other people to, make a documentary about American songs and have modern artists cover them and film them in the studio recording on equipment that was only available in the 1920s. And guess what? Of course, they're going to put that soundtrack out on vinyl,
of course,
everything Jack White does, you know.
Yeah.
Jack White, you bring him up, I mean, he's a really good point. This year for Record Store Day, there's nothing super outlandish that him and his Third Man Records label and store are doing. But in past years, he's released flexi discs through balloons, basically just put a bunch of balloons up in the air, and wherever they land in the country, a person gets a free, you know, playable record. He's done liquid-filled records. He's done triple-decker records where, you know, there's a 7-inch vinyl record inside a 12-inch record, so you actually have to destroy the 12-inch record to get into the 7-inch record. just amazing, amazing stuff, you know, and it's fitting. It's a cliche, but people call him the Willy Wonka of vinyl, and that's pretty much true.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've talked about him, obviously, before because of some of the crazy innovation and how he's embraced vinyl so much, and you've actually brought some of the stuff into the studio. And it's really amazing. And we should note, everybody, that Jim usually comes in live in studio. But, Jim, you recently moved up to Milwaukee.
That's true. Well, the truth is I can't get into the studio now that you're a Walk of Fame member. They won't let me in now. Dan's got the velvet rope up at the studio, so I couldn't actually come in.
But
no, truth be told, yeah, I took a job in Milwaukee. I'm actually from here originally. So very excited to be a part of a great digital marketing team called Regal Creative. People can check out regalcreative.com if they'd like. It took a job in Milwaukee. My wife and I have always loved it up here.
Yeah.
I lived in Illinois for about 10 years and came on your show, like you said, in person quite a bit. But yeah, loving being back here in my hometown.
Have you enjoyed the last two Cub Milwaukee games, Jim?
Connection's kind of bad, Nick. Not hearing you quite clear.
All right. We're going to talk about all the stuff that's happening on Record Store Day. We want to talk about some of your past Vinyl Emergency podcasts and what's coming up on that. There's a ton of stuff to talk about here. And if anybody has questions or comments or you want to talk vinyl or records, talk or text us at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And a lot of really cool events happening over this weekend as well, right, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, people can go to recordstoreday.com and find out what's going on in their area. But I know, for example, like in Chicago, one of the Reckless Records locations is going to have a live performance from the Smoking Popes. Great band.
Yeah.
Very influential to me, certainly. I think that's at 4 p.m. at one of the Reckless locations. People have to look that up.
Yeah.
Scott Schaff, who runs Pinwheel Records, who's also been on the show, they're going to have a ton of live bands all day. Live music seems to be really key here. Not all record stores will have live music associated with Record Store Day, but there will be giveaways. Some partner with brewing companies to have free beer and food. And also people get in line quite early for this too. So if you don't want to stand in line very early, that's fine. Record Store Day obviously goes all day. There's going to be many, many different events throughout the country. And just make sure to check that website for all the details on what's going on in your neighborhood.
Very cool. Jim, hang on, okay?
Sure.
Yep. Jim Hankey is with us. Vinyl Emergency is his podcast, vinylemergency.com. And we're talking about Record Store Day. And for your information and what's happening locally at the record stores near you, it's big, big fun, man. Check out recordstoreday.com, and we will tell you all of the really cool releases that will be happening during that day and during that week. And that's coming up right after the news, which is next. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue. That, of course, was The Cure in between days. And, we played The Time a little bit earlier in The Cure. And it all has to do with Record Store Day. This Saturday, April 22nd, marks the 10th anniversary of Record Store Day, which is dedicated to record culture, record lovers, record makers, and the amazing record stores that make it all possible. Get out there and go to the mom and pops, go to the record stores on Saturday. And we're going to tell you all about some of the releases that you can get and some of the new stuff and some of the special things Joining me to talk about it, as we usually do, is the great Jim Hanke, who is the host of Vinyl Emergency. You can check out vinylemergency.com for his podcasts and recordstoreday.com for what's happening at record stores in your area. 312-981-7200 is talk and text, also Triple Play Thursday if you want to request that. But you want to jump in here with any questions or comments about vinyl or records or the celebration of vinyl, 312-981-7200. We welcome Jim back. Welcome back, Jim.
Hey, Nick.
I also wanted to mention that you are always kind enough when you come on the show to promote Record Store Day and other times. You always bring me a little gift.
Uh-huh.
And there's a package here that I'm going to open a little bit later on on the show here that you were kind enough to send me. So even when you don't show up to the studio, you are kind enough to give me the gift of vinyl when we talk about this.
Well, hey, if Jack White's the Willy Wonka of vinyl, maybe I'm one of the Oompa Loompas of vinyl or something like that.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm very excited to open up this package. We'll do it on the air, and you can explain what it is when we get to that.
You bet.
Okay, so we played The Time and we played The Cure. And any specific reason why they have been played on the show here?
Absolutely. Well, The Cure is going to have kind of an interesting thing. They're releasing their Greatest Hits package, which people might know if they're big Cure fans. It has the cover with Robert Smith kind of pointing all his fingers at the camera with stars hanging down. That's that record. But really cool thing is they're going to release that, but also Greatest Hits Acoustic. So every song that's on the Greatest Hits album has an acoustic version on a separate album.
Oh, cool.
So you'll be able to get both of those are two LP sets, and they're limited to 3,250 each, meaning there's only 3,250 copies of those throughout America.
Wow.
So that's one thing we want to mention, too. We talk about the exclusivity of these records on Record Store Day because, you know, they make them in small quantities so that people want to get out and get them. But, you know, it's up to you to decide whether or not you just want to support your local record store that day, or you want to go through this list of releases, which, again, are on recordstoreday.com, and see, you know, how possible it is for you to pick up one of these. Some of these stores don't get all that they ordered, but it's important for you to communicate with your store, call in, maybe go in a couple days before, see how things are looking, just so you can kind of prepare yourself. So that's kind of what's going on with The Cure. The Time, and you know, we might as well bring up Prince when we talk about The Time, of course. They're going to have a reissue of What Time Is It? It's an EP they did, limited to 2,500 copies. And man, I mean, Prince 12-inch singles are huge this year.
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow, I believe, is the year anniversary of Prince's death.
Yeah, correct. I mean, I remember last year I did an episode of Record Store Day for the podcast. Last year, I actually went with my recorder and talked to people in line, talked to record store owners and stuff. And that was right after Prince had his scare in his airplane a week before he died.
Mm.
So that was big. You know, people were talking about that. And then all of a sudden I had to run it with a preamble the following week that he had actually died. Like,
yeah.
I need to clarify, people didn't know this. So Prince 12-inch singles, these are 12-inch singles that are being released on Record Store Day. Sign of the Times, Bat Dance, Party Man, I Wish You Heaven, Pop Life, and I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man. Those are all different 12-inch singles on Record Store Day, and those are going to be big, I believe.
Yeah. And also, since we were talking about the, you know, unfortunately, the Prince passed away, some of the icons that passed away in 2016, they're having some releases. David Bowie, in fact?
Uh-huh, absolutely. This Bowie thing is really cool. It's probably the biggest story of something that's coming out this year. So there's something called Bow Promo coming out. And David Bowie does have, before we get to that, he does have a live album coming out called Cracked Actor, Live in Los Angeles, 1974. It's previously unreleased. It's a 3-LP live David Bowie set that's limited to 5,000 copies. But Bow Promo is really cool. In 1971, Bowie's manager had 500 promo LPs pressed in order to secure him and another one of his artists, Dana Gillespie, a record deal. So there were 7 David Bowie tracks on one side, 5 from Dana Gillespie on the other, and it came in this generic white sleeve that you'd get if you get a vinyl test pressing. And the only way to identify it as a record collector was to go through the matrix number, which, for people who don't know, is if you dig through your record collection, it's the carved-out set of letters and numbers that are right near the inner label of an LP. That's what you call the matrix number or the runout code.
Yeah.
So this repress for Art Record Store Day is going to leave David Bowie's side A intact. You'll get those 7 songs, but instead of Dana Gillespie's side B, we're going to get 5 extra Bowie songs.
Oh,
so it's
wow.
Kind of a replication of this really rare thing, and that's going to be limited to 500 copies. But it's kind of one of these big stories throughout Record Store Day, as well as just record collecting in general. This Bow Promo thing is extremely rare, and for them to kind of replicate it on Record Store Day is kind of cool.
Oh, that is really cool, man. Very, very cool. And in it also, in addition to David Bowie and Prince, some Leon Russell they're going to be releasing, correct?
Yeah, there's Leon Russell. There's a ton of stuff. I mean, if we just want to talk about, like, catalog artists who have stuff, just going down the list, you know, the Beatles have Strawberry Fields Forever and Penny Lane 7-inch, right? The Cars have a live album. Cheap Trick has some live stuff coming out. Your future ex-wife Madonna has a 12-inch EP. There's two singles on there with some remixes. Dolly Parton, it's a 7-inch of the song Puppy Love. It's one of the earliest known recordings of Dolly Parton, originally released in 1959.
Wow.
She had to be like under 10 years old for sure. Def Leppard, they're repressing their first EP from 1976. Joe Elliott and his mom actually assembled the original copies with glue, like at their kitchen table. And now, and those original pressings have gone for over $250 on the secondary market. So now, for the first time on vinyl since 89, because they did a fan club reissue of it in 1989, this is going to be the first time it's going to be back on vinyl now. Newly remastered, stays true to the original artwork, so that's kind of cool.
Wow.
And the one thing I wanted to point out for you, Nick, is Dave Matthews Band always kind of goes nuts on Record Store Day. And being that they have tons of live recordings,
yeah,
they always press like a big box set. But this is really cool to me because I remember when I was a big Dave fan, this was a big deal. They're releasing a 4-LP box set of Live at Red Rocks.
Oh, man.
From August of 1995. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that was their first commercially available live record.
You're right. Absolutely. Live at Red Rocks was the first one.
I remember.
Yep.
I remember buying it. So so that's going to be on silver vinyl, limited to 2,500 copies. And again, that's a 4-LP set. So it'll probably run you a pretty penny, but it's one of those big collectible items a lot of people are eager for.
Oh, that's so cool. So, so cool. Record Store Day, and you can get all the information and events that are happening locally at recordstoreday.com. Very, very cool. We got a couple of texts that came in, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
773 area code says, I just started buying vinyl and I love it. Should I do anything special to store them and preserve sound quality? Which is a good question.
Oh boy, this is a very good question. The information kind of runs the gamut here. There are slip covers you can get for each of your vinyl records, usually if you're in a record store, and you'll see a lot of used records in these clear slip covers that you can get. That's a good way to keep your records dust-free, certainly. Always store them vertically, never stack them. Milk crates are, fine, but, I mean, a lot of people use IKEA for some of the record shelves that they have. I use them. It's really great shelving for records. Primarily, just keep them away from heat. Keep them away, especially now when it's starting to get nice out, keep them away from the sun and windows in the winter. Keep them away from your radiator. But those slip covers for records are very popular. Also, the actual inner sleeves. Most records, I'd say 90% of records, come with those paper cutout sleeves. Paper, little paper, molecules can get onto that record. And if you don't dust that off before you play it, it can damage the record. There are polyline sleeves for those. If you go to Amazon or even your local record store sometimes does sell them, polylined album sleeves, those will help you out greatly as well.
Okay. And I remember when I was a kid, we didn't take care of the vinyl as well as we should have. And in fact, I remember what the hell was the album? I'm trying to remember the name of the album. I think it was one of my Tommy James albums. Was in the back window of my dad's Torino, and it was in there. It was in there for a few hours on a hot day, and I went back to get it, and it was completely warped and melted.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, don't leave kids, don't leave dogs, and don't leave records in hot cars, right?
Exactly right. 847 area code says, I have a bunch of records from the 70s and 80s. How do I find out if they're worth anything?
Sure. So this is a very common question. You can go to your local record store, bring them in, and they're not going to be really appraised so much as quoted to you for trade value or selling them back to the record store. And record stores will be honest with you. If they find a gem in that collection, they're not going to shortchange you. They're going to let you know what you have. But as far as actually, getting an idea of the value of your records, I always recommend Discogs.com. That's a secondary market for vinyl collectors, Discogs.com. So you can go there. They have, the Beatles, for instance, they have every copy, every pressing logged of every single Beatles record, as well as pretty much every artist that's ever existed. So it's very important for you to find out the exact pressing that you have. Some people go in their attic and find a Beatles record and go, oh, it's a Beatles record. It's got to be worth something. No, it's like baseball cards. They made too many of them, so the value decreases because they're the most popular band in the world.
Right.
But yet, if you've got an error pressing from Greece in 1977, then now we're talking. That's something a little bit different.
Right.
You know? So Discogs.com is a great secondary market to look. It's going to ask you for the Matrix number. It's going to ask you for UPCs. It's going to ask you for different identifiers on your record to be able to tell which one you have. And then it can give you not necessarily what it's worth, but what it's sold for, how often it's sold for that price, and so on. So Discogs.com is a good way to do that. But again, it's one of those things, if you want to take the time and go through each and every record of yours, or if they're just taking up space and you want to take them to your local record store, that's certainly up to you.
Okay. Hey, by the way, I just wanted to mention that I am, in honor of your visit this morning, I am wearing my Pinwheel Records T-shirt.
There you go. Scott and Kim will be so happy. And Marco the cat.
Marco the cat. I love Marco. He's the best.
Absolutely.
By the way, how did your live event go? You had a Vinyl Emergency live event at Pinwheel back in January. How'd that go?
That's right. It went fantastic. I'll tell you, we had about a turnout of about 60 people, and you crammed 60 people into a record store at night. that looks like a sold-out show at Metro,
right.
I'm telling you.
Right.
It was fantastic. So I had Chris Broach and Bob Nana from this influential Chicago band called Braid. They played acoustic and played some tour stories and that sort of told some tour stories and that sort of thing. It was fantastic. Just a wonderful, wonderful turnout. I've never hosted anything like that before. I mean, I've played in bands and played at Chicago venues and stuff, but it had been a long time for me since I was in front of people with a microphone for a long time. It's good to do the podcast, but I do that, you know, through in-person interviews, but in person with everybody there is a really, really cool event. Looking to do more of those at Pinwheel and maybe some here in Milwaukee now as well that we've moved here. But yeah, it was a fantastic turnout.
That's great, man. Great news. All right, check out recordstoreday.com and vinylemergency.com. You can check out the Vinyl Emergency podcast. Jim, hang on, okay?
Sure, you bet.
Okay, when we come back, I'm going to open up the package that Jim was kind enough to send along. Every time we have Jim on, he always is very, very generous and brings in some really cool stuff for me. And I'll never forget, one of my favorite things that he ever brought in for me was on purple vinyl with special artwork and a fold-out cover. The very first album I ever bought, Black Sabbath Paranoid, and he brought it down on vinyl with purple vinyl. It's awesome. And he's brought me some other really cool stuff as well. So I'm going to open up this package, and we'll tell you more things that are happening on Record Store Day. And again, if you have questions or comments, it's 312-981-7200. We'll return right after this. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. The great Neil Young, like a hurricane. And Jim Hanke is with us. He hosts the Vinyl Emergency podcast. You can check out vinylemergency.com. And this Saturday is the 10th annual Record Store Day celebration, and we welcome Jim back. Jim, what's going on with Neil Young?
Decade is going on with Neil Young. Now, that's a record that you can find used in a lot of stores, but again, there's a lot of reissues for Record Store Day. The 3LP Decade set, that's getting a repress, and that should be really cool. Neil Young, a big, big purporter of vinyl, loves it, loves the sound, loves the authenticity of it and everything, so it'll be interesting to see how this Decade thing looks, because there's supposedly some recreated photos in there from the original press and that sort of thing,
cool.
So it should be pretty cool.
Yeah, and Decade, by the way, is the best greatest hits collection of all time.
I would say. You get your Buffalo Springfield covered in there, you get Neil Young and Crazy Horse in there, Neil Young solo, really runs the gamut.
It's great stuff. And I hope he's doing okay, because he was too sick to induct Pearl Jam into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's right. I haven't heard any updates there, but yeah, certainly hope he's okay for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got this package here in front of me.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to open it up. I'll open it up and then you can tell everybody what it is.
Sure. Well, the reason I sent you this, first of all, is the guest tomorrow on Vinyl Emergency. This goes up every Friday morning. Our guest tomorrow is Kevin Bergeron. He's the co-founder and CEO of Waxwork Records, which is a record label based out of New Orleans. They launched in 2013, and anyone who's a vinyl collector, as well as a horror or cult classic buff like yourself, Nick, would know Waxwork for their attention to detail, lush colors, and reworked artwork with a lot of the vinyl releases that they do. They do primarily scores and soundtracks for horror or cult classic films,
okay,
usually remastered from the original tapes. They've worked with Martin Scorsese on the Taxi Driver score. He's got liner notes on the pressing of that. They did a blood-filled Friday the 13th soundtrack, limited to 110 copies. That is, on secondary markets, gets as high as $1,000 for a copy of that.
Wow.
And they've done stuff for Creepshow, Rosemary's Baby, My Bloody Valentine, George Romero's Day of the Dead. The cool thing's coming up. Right now, they have on sale on their website. Actually, I do think it's sold out, but they did the pressing for the Thing score, which had a ice breakaway slipcase.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then May 9th, they're selling the score, pressing the score of The Babadook, which is going to have a pop-out book feature there for The Babadook, which will be really cool. And in this chat with Kevin on Friday, we talk about some exclusive news. They're going to be doing scores in the next year or two for The Evil Dead, Queen of Earth, starring Elizabeth Moss, Moss from 2015,
yeah.
As well as they've partnered with William Friedkin on a series of stuff working with him. So they're going to press The Exorcist, French Connection, Cruising, and more directly with William Friedkin.
That is so cool. And people can check this out at waxworkrecords.com, waxworkrecords.com.
That's correct. So why don't you tell people when you get a chance to open that up there.
All right. Let's see.
Take a look at what that is for you. Thinking of who you love and stuff.
Oh, man. It's the original motion picture soundtrack for Shockwaves. And for people who might not know what Shockwaves is, well, it's the very unoriginal story of zombie Nazis who live underwater. but one of the things, the reason that you got this for me, Jim, and this is so awesome, is Peter Cushing is in it. Who is my hero. And, boy, this looks fantastic.
So take that vinyl out. I opened it up to just confirm the color. It's on beautiful seafoam green vinyl. it's a fantastic package.
Oh, that's so cool.
Nick, when you get a chance to get that home, they've got composer liner notes from Richard Einhorn, director liner notes from Ken Widerhorn. It's great. It's a really great package. And considering all that they've put out, I looked at this on the list and was like, yeah, I mean, Nick likes a lot of the movies that are on here. But, I mean, when you got something Peter Cushing related, I figure this can go in your Peter Cushing Hall of Fame at your
Absolutely.
House or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I do have a Peter Cushing Hall of Fame at my house. This is fantastic. A beautiful, beautiful cover. And the vinyl is really amazing looking. That's really, really cool. Boy, this is what a great company. I'm looking. Dan just printed out some of the stuff that they've done. You mentioned The Babadook. You mentioned The Thing, The Howling.
Mm-hmm.
Trick or Treat, Salem's Lot, Mad Monster Party, Alter States, From Beyond, The Warriors, with an unbelievable-looking cover. You mentioned Taxi Driver, Friday the 13th, Part 3 in 3D, Black Christmas, the original one. Just really cool stuff. So I urge
people to check out that episode tomorrow. There's a lot of news that's going to be given on there about upcoming stuff that they're working on. But that's really what they're all about, is attention to detail with this stuff. Like you mentioned, the Warriors cover and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just really, really amazing stuff. And when you're a label and you – George Romero's Day of the Dead score is your second release ever. You know what I mean? Like, geez, I mean, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
So Kevin's a really interesting guy. He was also part of the very first U.S. band to ever tour Cuba. So we talk about that as well
on the show.
Wow. So it's just really, really cool chat.
Well, that's great, man. And I really appreciate this. This is fantastic. We're going to take a picture of me holding this thing and send it off to you, and we'll put it up on the website so people can take a look at this thing. Very, very cool.
Sure.
So really quickly, we got about a minute. What are you planning to do on Record Store Day?
Well, as I said last year, I went around to different record stores in Milwaukee and Chicago and interviewed people, talked with record store owners and stuff about their own vinyl buying habits. This year, I'm lucky enough to just enjoy it as a fan. So there's a really great record stores here in Milwaukee, the exclusive company, Acme Records, Bullseye Records, lots of different places, Rushmore Records. Milwaukee is full of record stores, believe it or not, and they're all great. I'm going to be happy just kind of bouncing around to those all day and seeing what's going on at all of those. So if you're in the Milwaukee area and see me, you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, however you listen to it. If you see me bouncing around, definitely say hi.
All right. Very, very cool. Jim, I always appreciate it. It's always great to have you on the show. And thank you so much for the soundtrack of Shockwaves. I really appreciate it, man.
You're welcome, man. Always great to talk to you.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good Record Store Day, buddy.
You too.
Take care. All right. Jim Hankey. And that was really nice of him. So cool. Shockwaves, man. Zombie Nazis from underwater. How can you top that with Peter Cushing? All right. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up next. And then after the news, it's 420, everybody. So we're going to talk about the best stoner movies right after the news on WGN.